The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
I just read a publication from the California Coalition for Immigration Reform listing 15 reasons spelling out why Obamacare, if implemented, will destroy our beloved U.S. as we know it. I will share the information with you in this and the next commentary. Please remember, Obamacare will probably go away if Obama loses this election. With a 5-4 decision to uphold Obamacare, America is now headed for a complete and total disaster as it is fully implemented. Obamacare is going to absolutely flood and shred the infrastructure of our medical system, send health insurance premiums soaring, dramatically expand the size and scope of government, fundamentally alter relationships between doctors and their patients, and is one of the largest tax increases in U.S. history. It's also going to add about $1 trillion, with a T, to our national debt over the next decade. Here is the beginning of the 15 reasons why Obamacare is a disaster. Number one. According to the U.S. Supreme Court, the federal government has the power to force you to buy private goods and services. Now, if this bill has been opened, what else will we be forced to buy in the future? Number two, Obamacare is another step away from individual liberty and another step toward a nanny state where the government dominates our lives from the cradle to the grave. Number three, the IRS is now going to be given the task of hunting down and penalizing millions of Americans who do not have any health insurance. The Obama administration has given the IRS an extra $500 million outside of the normal appropriations process to help them enforce the provisions of Obamacare. Number four, Obamacare imposes more than 20 new taxes on the American people. Google Americans for Tax Reform for details. And five, to control costs and promote efficiency, Obamacare limits the treatment options that doctors and patients can consider. This will result in a decrease in life expectancy in the United States. Listeners, I will hopefully continue this commentary next week with the next 10 reasons why we must defeat Obamacare. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.